This week on the Silver and Black Show, Jim and I get you ready for the Raiders' primetime matchup against the Washington Redskins. In our Hawaiian Airlines overview, I sit down with one of the Raiders' newest receivers, Cordarrelle Patterson, and head coach Jack Del Rio joins Chris Townsend as they look ahead to the challenges in week three. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
There's nothing they're not doing well. They can throw it. They can run it. So there you have it. They have a big, powerful offensive line. They have a couple tight ends that come in and maul you. And they have great play actions, and the receivers can get down the field. And Derek does an unbelievable job of giving them opportunity balls, and they come down with the majority of them. So our defensive backs will be challenged. Our defensive line, our linebackers will be challenged. Well, I see this guy, number 52. He's pretty good. You know, Khalil Mack is he's a game changer, and Bruce Irvin has done some good things. Their defensive line's solid.
First of all, they win football games. They're a good team, and that, I think, breeds confidence, and success creates more success. And so they have a great culture going there. You can tell they have a good locker room and a good group of guys that play together and play hard.
Getting ready for a trip to D.C. We're looking forward to, as we do each week, getting ready for the next challenge, the next opportunity to go compete, and getting ready to put forth a great effort.
Week three, and the Raiders look to stay undefeated. Welcome to the Silver and Black Show. I'm your host, Nicole Zalumis, alongside two-time Super Bowl champion Jim Plunkett. And Jim, before we look ahead to Sunday night's game, let's look back at last weekend. It was a dance party at the Coliseum. What a great atmosphere that was for the first game at home.
It certainly was. I've been here since 1978. It's the most exciting crowd that I've ever seen at the Coliseum since I've been around. And it's been a long time, as I said. But, you know, and it all started with the way the Raiders played to begin with, moving the ball up and down the field, good defensive effort as well. And then Marshawn Lynch going crazy on the sidelines. Everybody enjoyed the heck out of that and had a good time with it.
Made you want to get down there on the sidelines and dance with them?
Not really.
Okay. All right. We've hung up those dancing shoes. So as Jack Del Rio always says, we have to look ahead. So week three, we're looking ahead to a team that they haven't faced since 2013. In fact, Jack Del Rio has never faced this Redskins team, at the helm of the Raiders at least. So how hard is it game planning for a team that you haven't had face-to-face contact with, you're just going off of the film?
Well, it doesn't really matter in today's game especially because, you know, everybody does the film study. Every team is looked at thoroughly from end zone, sideline angles, and the preparation is, you know, what they do on first down, what they do on third down. What runs do they like to run in certain situations, down and distance situations? What do they bring to the table, either on offense or defense? And believe me, those films are studied thoroughly, and there's several of them from the beginning of this year with only two games, but they go to last year's game films and see what they like to do in certain situations. So both teams are going to be totally prepared.
Well, and it's a completely different team. There's only four players from that 2013 team. One of those players leads us to our first headline, and that's First Cousins. We can't talk about Washington without starting first with their signal caller. Kirk Cousins was drafted in 2012 to back up rookie RG3, but 3 years later, he took the job over and he never gave it up. He has exploded as a starter, throwing for over 9,000 yards and 54 touchdowns in just two seasons with almost a 70% completion percentage. Jim, what have you seen the last 2 years from Kirk Cousins? How has he emerged?
Well, I think he's grown a lot like Derek Carr has. You know, he made mistakes early on, but continued to get better, play well each and every week and each and every year. And he's accurate. He gets rid of the ball quickly. And the only way you can stop him is to put pressure on him. Otherwise, you know, he's every bit as good as Derek Carr is at this point. And he knows what he's doing out there. And he's got a little bit more experience than Derek has. But I think hopefully our defense will be prepared and ready to take him on.
Well, one player that used to be a teammate of Kirk Cousins leads us to our second headline. He's now a member of the Silver and Black. Amerson's revenge. The sixth-year corner was drafted by Washington in 2013, where he played just over two seasons. He was waived by the team 2 weeks into the 2015 campaign, and just a day later, claimed by the Raiders. He has a career resurgence in the Silver and Black and will face off against his former team for the first time on Sunday. Jim, I feel like this is facing an X, but maybe this is just the media hyping it up. How do you feel about revenge games?
Sure, the media always have something to write about, and in this case, it's Amerson facing his former teammates. But one of the things that you want to do, you want to show that team that let you go what a mistake they made. So he's going to try and play his best, come up with some big plays. You know, revenge is not really a factor. It's doing your job, doing it well, hopefully getting a turnover or two, an interception, and show that team that they made a big mistake.
Well, and he won't be lacking motivation. Now to the time and place for our third headline. It's showtime. The Raiders will play their first of five scheduled primetime games this Sunday night. The five nationally televised games is the most ever for the Silver and Black, going back to the merger in 1970. Jim, you've played in plenty of big games in your career. Does it add a little bit more pressure when it is primetime, Sunday night, bright lights?
Well, I think you're pumped up. You know, you're the only show in town at that hour. All the games have been played, and you're going to be the only nationally televised game going on right now. And, of course, you want to do well. You're the showcase game of that week. But, you know, you got to go out there and do your job, make sure you've got all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, and come out with a victory. And, you know, there's a lot of hype about it, but it's the coach's job to keep them in perspective and go out and do your job.
Well, someone that showed up big time in the home opener, Cordero Patterson, and he joins us next on the Silver and Black Show.
Raiders were 5-for-8 on third down in the first half. They motioned Patterson to the left to Derek in the gun. They're going to gun run. The wide receiver breaks the tackle. He's gone. They won't catch him. 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders.
Cordero Patterson, what a debut for you in front of the Silver and Black. Take us through your first touchdown in front of a home crowd.
Oh, man, you know, Todd. You know, he did a heck of a job. You know, we've been working on that play all week, you know, and it's crazy because at practice, you know, it's been opened up the same way it did in the game. So, you know, when he called that play, you know, I was very excited. You know, when I got the ball, it went through the hole. You know, it's no way I couldn't score because, you know, offensive line did an incredible job, you know, holding it down like they've been doing all year. And, you know, just hats off to those guys. And, you know, when I seen the open field, you know, I just ran it, you know, and just got a touchdown.
I know that you fit right in immediately. You feel like Oakland is home. What was that transition like going from Minnesota to Oakland?
It's been good, you know. Actually, you know, guys always say grass ain't greener on the other side. But, you know, it's been a blessing for me, you know, to come here, you know, get to know all these guys, man. And, you know, they welcome me with open arms. And, you know, like I said, I feel right at home. You know, I'm glad I'm here. You know, I'm happy to be here. You know, I'm just excited for the season.
Well, and it helps to have the receiver room that you do. Take me through some of the characters in that room, some of the personalities you've grown to know.
It's too many characters in that room, man. It's all day, every day. It's all fun and games, you know. But in the day, we get the job done. You know, we focus on our job. But, you know, you got Michael Cratcher, you know, one of the funniest guys on the team. You know, him and Johnny. And, you know, everybody think Coop is a quiet guy. He's not. He be in the room, man. Making me laugh all day, man. It's just self. It's just like every guy in that room funny, man. It's exciting.
I remember during the preseason you told me that you're here to play whatever position you're called upon. You'll play signal caller. Now, I know you lined up as a running back. What was that experience like?
Oh, man, it was fun. You know, every time I touch the ball, you know, I feel like I got to score or make a big play and help the team out. You know, like I say, wherever they want me at, you know, I play. You know, if it's tight end. You know, if Derek Carr want to take a playoff, you know, I'll go play quarterback. It doesn't matter where I'm at on the field. I feel like I need to be out there to help my team.
Well, you're a two-time All-Pro kick returner. What's the key to that position in being successful?
It's probably your vision. You know, some guys always think about speed and the blocking. You know, sometimes, you know, you miss blocks, but, you know, stuff happens, you know. And, you know, if you got great vision, I feel like you can see a hole, you know, other guys can't see, you know. And once you get there, you just got to keep going. And it was all started at practice. You know, it's how you practice, it's how you play. So at practice, you know, we make sure we get a good tempo each time we kick our return and just go in and bust our tail.
Well, the Raiders haven't returned a kick for a touchdown since 2011. So are you going to change that soon?
Of course. It's coming, man. You know, it's coming. It's coming real soon. You know? So I'm just excited. You know, Coach Seeley, you know, the things he's been doing for us, man. And, you know, it's every week. It's one block away. So, you know, if we clean that stuff up, you know, we're going to get us a return.
So it's time now for our five rapid-fire questions. And since you're new to the team, this is fun because we get a chance to know you more personal side. And I'm going to start with the hair because you have one of the best hairdos on the team. This
course,
has been a style
course.
You've been rocking for a while. I mean, how long? How long does this go back?
I don't know. I don't like my hair sometimes touching, you know, my back unless it's in a football game. So I keep it up, you know, and I don't know.
What kind of maintenance goes on with this hairstyle?
Just the ponytail holder.
All right, let's get to your nickname. It's Flash. So who has a shot on this team to beat you in a race?
A lot of guys, you know. I feel like it's a lot of guys who are skinny guys. You know, I'm a big guy, so, you know, when I go pound to pound, you know, I'm the fastest guy out there. But And when you talk about all the skinny guys like Johnny Holt and Amari Cooper, I feel like they'll give me a shot.
Is Johnny the fastest one on the team?
No, he's not. He think he is, but he ain't.
He talks a lot. If you could star in any television show, do you have one that's your favorite? Or
Blacklist.
One that... Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you binge
or Shameless,
watching it?
Or Shameless, yeah. I mean, keep up with all those.
Is there an acting career in your future?
I hope so.
Okay. You producers, you're listening. Your favorite emoji, which one do you overuse, use often when texting?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Some things ain't meant to be explained.
Oh, okay.
You know?
It's not G-rated for this show?
No.
So you have a 3-year-old daughter. Maybe we could talk about the emoji that she likes to use the best when she's playing with your phone. If you could let any one person on this team babysit your daughter, who would it be?
Oh, God. Probably, no, nobody.
Nobody? Not even Derek Carr?
I didn't think about Derek. I was thinking about all the receivers.
No one in the receiving room, for sure.
How crazy those guys is. Yeah, I'll let Derek Carr.
Yeah. He seems like the responsible one. He has two kids of his own.
Any quarterback I'll let babysit my kid, but no receivers.
She'll be in good hands there. Cordarrelle, thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck on the road, and best of luck to you this season.
Thank you.
Keep it here. More to come on the Silver and Black Show.
Every week's a challenge. Every week's a new set of challenges. It's important that we understand what they are and we dig into our work, prepare, get our bodies recovered as possible, and then get ready to roll.
The 2017 schedule doesn't do any favors for this Raiders team, but neither did last year's. For head coach Jack Del Rio, he doesn't care about outside narratives or circumstances that might be difficult to some. What he cares about is preparation and execution on game day. And this Raiders team doesn't intend on letting him down.
Well, coach, there's nothing better than being 2-0 to start a season. And boy, that crowd was electric on Sunday.
It was outstanding. Yeah, the crowd was terrific. I think, you know, our team came out and played well in all three phases, and it was a really fun day.
You know, I think about a fan's perspective of just that day. I think about you growing up a Raider fan, the great Ricky Henderson lighting the torch for Al Davis, Marshawn Lynch being announced his first home game. There was just something special about this game. It felt more than just, you know, opening day in the NFL.
Well, it's our best opening day since I've been here. Right. We've had rough ones the last couple times out, so... Yeah, good performance. Obviously, good to see Ricky Henderson. I grew up idolizing. I mean, I love Ricky. And then, obviously, Marshawn did his thing, and the crowd erupted when he had that spontaneous dance reaction. But, at the end of the day, we want to win games, play complimentary football. The fact that we've been able to get off to a great start offensively, that's awesome. But numbers aren't what it's about, other than the W's and minimizing the number of L's.
And I know one thing you're going to love, zero turnovers. No turnovers. What does that mean for your team?
Well, it's one of the keys, you know, for us to have. I mean, if for us each week we go in, we have a list of goals, and at the top of it is protect the football and take it away. We want to win the turnover battle.
And you got that big turnover right before half that really kind of set things for you heading into the second half. You got to love those special teams turnovers.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. You know, any kind of turnover that we get, we want to generate turnovers. We've got two on the day. We're plus two. We'll take that every day.
And then now you're heading to Washington. They just had a very interesting game down in Los Angeles against the Rams. They know they can run the football. Are you expecting a very physical game there in our nation's capital?
It's a good team. Yeah, absolutely. We're playing a good team at their place. They've run it well. Jay Gruden's done a nice job with that offense. Their defense, run by Greg Minuski, a guy I've known for a long time. So, we expect them to, you know, bring the kitchen sink, and need to be able to handle it, the poise and the noise is what I like to say with our guys, and take care of business.
And Kirk Cousins, you got a veteran quarterback there. You know, Gruden wants to throw the football, but they're running the football, but you know going up against a veteran quarterback, not going to be easy.
Well, they want to do both, right? They want to be able to dictate, so... they've run it extremely well. I think first or second in the league start the year. And you know, this is a quarterback that threw for almost 5,000 yards last year, so very capable.
And Terrell Pryor is a guy that we knew. He played quarterback here, but we talked about, my God, a guy has a basketball background. He signed that scholarship to play at Pitt, so he could have played college basketball, long, strong. He can be very deadly for you. Matching up against him, what's that going to be like?
Last time I game planned against him, he was the quarterback of the Raiders. And, and we were trying to make sure that he didn't get loose and get out there in the open field. Great athlete. It's really kind of cool to see the transition he's been able to make. He's turned himself into a really good receiver. So yeah, we don't want to let him get started. He made some noise this week about wanting to get, you know, start his dominant performance starting this week. I'd like to let it wait another week.
Yeah, you always have a little something when you're going up against your old team, right?
Absolutely. Talk about that. David Emerson this week going back home. So I know there'll be different storylines that way of guys going against their team.
During the bye week, you have your bocce tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tell us about it.
Bocce, yeah. The Jack Del Rio Foundation is hosting a bocce tournament. It's the first annual. Hope to make this an annual event. And looking forward to raising a bunch of money and distributing that money here locally with the kids. Underprivileged kids is who we serve. And hoping to make their days a little bit brighter and do some good things out in the community.
Well, it's all about week three and going to our nation's capital.
Right
good
now,
luck
it's
to
about
you.
Winning game number three. No
Bring us back another victory, and let's talk about 3-0 next week, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.
Hello, class. Professor Kennedy here again with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Hey, let's take a look at the Redskins. Redskins, just like us with DeAndre Washington and Jalen Richard, have what we call a little scat back, Chris Thompson. He's pretty good for their offense because he allows them to take advantage of pre-snap reads. Just like in the past, we talked with Derek Carr reading the defense. When you open it up with four wide receivers or five wide receivers, you put the defense in a position where they have to call either nickel or dime. In this situation, we've got a dime defense by the Rams. And then you look in the box, you see you have an advantage to run the ball. In this instance, the Redskins are going to run what we call bunch crunch. Bunch crunch is this one receiver is going to come in motion, seal, tackle is going to pull around, get on the perimeter. Let's watch how it comes together. Receiver comes in motion, seals the end, allows the tackle to get out. Receiver picks up a good block. Tackle gets a good block. Chris Thompson scores. Do you remember, class, in the past we talked about pre-snap reads? Well, let's take a look at this one. If you're a quarterback and you're surveying the defense, what are you looking at? You see you got a safety deep. He's putting himself in the hole. So now you've got one free, and you've got man underneath. And he's got the tight end. Advantage offense. The box is very weak. There's only one linebacker in the box. And so in this instance, the Redskins are going to run a delayed draw and take full advantage of the aggressiveness that the Rams have shown on their pass rush. Let's watch how it comes together. You see the nose guard gets great penetration, just a delayed draw, and now it's some very poor tackling. Everyone's taking the bad angles. Chris Thompson is able to turn this into a 61-yard run for a touchdown. As you take a look how much of the middle of the field, how much grass is in the middle of the field. The Redskins know they've got an advantage because the wide rushers take themselves out of the play. The only one you really have to contend with in the center of the field is the nose guard, and the center is able to handle him. Nose guard takes himself out of the play by picking a side. Tight end gets up on the defensive back who's in the box. Chris Thompson makes everyone else miss. And then it's just the speed of the scat back running to the end zone. So look, we're playing in the National Football League. Everyone's got dangerous weapons on offense. But the key is to be sound and disciplined. If you're going to play a nickel, you're going to play a dime, you got to be sound with your lanes. Can't take yourself out of place because the Redskins have shown that they got a pretty good draw package. And Chris Thompson is that scat back that we need to be aware of. I think the defense will be ready. What do you think? Hey, look, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'm Professor Kennedy. See you next week.
Well, Jim Lincoln brings up a good point there. What are the advantages of having a scat back versus a power back?
Well, once you start with a power back, you're beating up the defensive line a little bit. The linebackers pounding on him. Now you've got a guy who's a little quicker, a little faster. And sometimes after being beat up on the defensive side of the ball, you're a little late in getting to a guy who's called a scat back who can really be quick, get through the hole quicker. And you want to get a guy like them outside so he can get some yardage on the edge and then get him in situations where either throw a screen, dump him a pass. He's very dangerous everywhere, just like Joe Washington was for the Redskins many years ago.
Jim, before we get to your Plunkett's pick, is there one player that stood out to you in that home opener that you think is going to be a key to a victory against the Redskins?
Yeah, I believe it was Gary and Connolly. This year's first round draft pick for the Raiders got off to a slow start because of injuries, but he certainly impressed me. He's fresh, he's young, he's aggressive, and I think you're going to see some improvement from the first week to the second week in his coverage of the players and, you know, get some actual game time under his belt. And I'm looking forward to making huge improvements as the weeks go on.
So it's time now for Plunkett's Pick of the Week. It's one area that Jim chooses as a key to the victory for the Raiders.
Well, I think this week it's going to be a push up the middle by the defensive tackle and nose tackle. Eddie Vanderdose and Justin Ellis need to put pressure on the quarterback, get that pocket set deep so that Kirk Cousins has nowhere to step up. If he has nowhere to step up, he's going to be in trouble. And I'd like to see a lot more pressure out of those two guys.
That's going to do it for this show. Make sure you join us next week as the Raiders open up divisional play at Mile High in Denver. On behalf of Jim Plunkett, Jack Del Rio, Cordero Patterson, and all of us here at Silver and Black Productions, thanks for watching and go Raiders!